And so we have. Welcome back to the machine. Can you hear me? Was it two weeks before Rosh Hashanah? We have to remember what we're facing, what we're about to undertake. Rosh Hashanah, the main part of the davening, is Malchias, is the Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. Like Tzilah, the main part of Tzilah is Melech HaKol Haaretz, Kadesh Yisrael, Yom HaZikaron. Malchias, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Melech HaKol Haaretz. What does that mean to be a Melech HaKol Haaretz? Melech means that there's nothing in the world that's not in control of the Melech. That's what it means. Melech means everything is in control. The most important thing is that we are in the Rebbeinu Shalom's control. You can't hear? Hard to hear? Melech al kol haaretz. Melech means that the king is sovereign. Sovereign means he's in charge of everything. There's nothing that's not in his control. And therefore, it's a time, Rosh Hashanah is a time of declaring that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a melech. What does this have to do with the fact that Adam HaRishon was created on Rosh Hashanah? Why the fact that Adam HaRishon created makes it a day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a melech? Because Adam HaRishon was created to be Mekabel Olam Malchut Shamayim. He created in order to recognize as a Bnei Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mankind so that you should recognize as a Bnei Olam. That's a tachlis of the B'riah. On the Yom HaShishi, the Mizmah that we say, on Yom HaShishi, we say, Hashem Malach Yehud Lavesh. Hashem is a melech. Now Rashi says, Rosh Hashanah, why do we say that particular Mizmah on Friday, Yom Shishi? Because Hashem became a melech on Friday, because before that, there was no Olid Bechira. Animals don't have choice. They are not able to choose to accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu as a melech or not to accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu as a melech. But Yom HaShishi, a man was created who has Bechira, who has choice. He can decide yes to be Mekabel Olam Malchut Shamayim or not to be Mekabel Olam Malchut Shamayim. So when mankind accepts Malchut Shamayim Liratzon, then it's Malchuso Liratzon Kiblu Alehem, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a melech. Only through man is HaKadosh Baruch Hu a melech. A person who has Bechira not to accept Malchut Shamayim and accepts it, that makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu into a melech. That's why the Mizmor for Yom Shishi is Hashem Malach. With the creation of man, Hashem became a melech. And that's what happens on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, we have to be Mekabel Olam Malchut Shamayim. We have to tell the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you created man. We are doing what a man was created to do. A man was created to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Mekabel Olam Malchut Shamayim. That's the definition of the Yom of Rosh Hashanah. There's another thing of Rosh Hashanah called Zichronot. We say, Baruch Ata Hashem Zecher HaBrit. That's the other bracha that we say. We say three brachas in the middle of Musaf. The second bracha is Zecher HaBrit. What does Zecher HaBrit mean? That means that no matter how much a Jew does averus in his pnim, in his inside, he recognizes that he has to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he knows that he's part of a nation that is made to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a brit with that nation to keep them always in existence, because there's no other way that mankind will recognize the Rabbeinu Shalom without the Jewish people. So that we therefore say, Akidat Yitzchak Barachamav, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember the Akedah Yitzchak, because that Akedah Yitzchak is what means that we have all in us, all within us, the ability of the Rotzen, the deep down Rotzen, to recognize as a Rabbeinu Shlomo. We're ready to give up our lives, like Yitzchak gave up his life. He was ready to give up his life for the Akedah. So every Jew has in him the capacity to be Moshe Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he knows that his life is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the brit which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with the Jewish people. So the Jewish people are a nation as a whole that recognizes that their purpose is to serve Hashem. Therefore, Hashem remembers that brit of Rosh Hashanah and keeps the Jewish people alive. That's all. That's it. Machias is a general statement about the entire world, all of humanity, is made to be mekabel amalchus shamayim. And Zecher HaBrius is a particular statement about the Jewish people, because Baruch Hu has a bris with Am Yisrael, that he will always save them because they always are created, related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They always are the children of Yitzchak Avinu, who is Meis HaNefesh, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the two main things, shofar is both things together. So therefore, it's a time when we have to, the way that we prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah, the way we have to act on Rosh Hashanah, is Malchus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world only to, we should recognize as a Rosh Hashanah, nothing else exists in our lives. Therefore, every moment of our lives has to be devoted to being Bikud Hashem. The Rambam says the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is in Kriyat Shema, is in the parasha of Kriyat Shema. Shinam Talmud Manecho, Dibar Torah, Shivtecha Bevei Zecho, Olech Lecho Vaderech, Shach Becho Vekimecho. But the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is in the parasha of Kriyat Shema. Why? Because Talmud Torah is a form of Kabbalat Olmachot Shomayim. Why is that so? Because Talmud Torah is something that you constantly have to do. You have to constantly be Yosek in Torah. Any spare moment that you have, that you're not working, or that you're not taking care of your physical needs, every spare moment should be devoted to learning Torah. So it's a form of Kabbalat Olmachot Shomayim, and showing that you're an Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that your life is devoted to spending it, to using your life only to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the mitzvah Talmud Torah. So, a time like this, Yahi Kal, when you come together to learn Torah, it should be a time of chizuk, not just for this day. It should be a time of chizuk for the whole year, constantly. We should always be racing in Torah. We should always have a spare moment. We should go to Shirurim. We should learn Torah, we should do whatever we can every spare moment. Whatever we can to keep constantly involved in Torah. Because the machshava is devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're makabel olmachot shamayim. In this way, we carry out what we're created for. So therefore, the day of Rosh Hashanah, which is the day of Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for a Jew should be a time when he's makabel on himself to learn Torah every spare moment that he has. That's why this Yachei Kalah should serve as a reminder, as a hitoverut, that we should all be devoting ourselves more and more to learning Torah. And the Baruch Hu ben Shalom, you should be zoiche to exceed the Torah Hadimah Torah, and you should be zoiche to Baruch Hu v'atzlacha v'chol ma'as yedeichem, and parnasa b'shefa v'briyut, and be zoiche many things to be mekabel or machut shemayim b'shleimuta, bezrat Hashem.